The most publicized figure today is the astronaut. He is the hero of the 20th century. Our astronauts are highly intelligent, disciplined, and skilled. They've been subjected to the most rigorous testing and training in the history of aviation. But do we know everything about them? I don't think so. After all, they're human, and as human beings, they have their own individual quirks which no amount of testing can uncover. So, keeping this in mind, let's go to Cape Canaveral, where an astronaut is about to be launched into space.
Captain Cartwright, this is Control calling Captain Cartwright. This is Control calling Captain Cartwright.
This is Captain Cartwright, Control.
Captain, we're minus 4 minutes. Give me your final cockpit check.
Roger, Control. Oxygen tanks filled. Automatic gyro controls activated. Boost is ready. Instruments all checked. Yes, everything is set. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute.
Is there anything wrong, sir?
Yes, I can't find my crayons.
Can't find your what, sir?
My crayons. Somebody took my crayons.
For a minute, I thought you said somebody took your crayons, sir.
That's what I said. Who the heck's been in here?
Well, just the ground crew, sir, but I don't think...
But nothing. Why should a guy take another guy's crayons?
Sir, are you sure they're lost? Maybe they...
Control, I know when I lost my crayons. Somebody stole them. I left them right next to my Hansel and Gretel coloring book.
Sir, are they really that important?
Important? What the heck good's a coloring book without crayons?
Well, I could send one of the men down to the PX to buy you another box of crayons.
Nothing doing. I want my crayons.
Minus 3 minutes.
I ain't going anywhere without my crayons.
Well, just a minute, sir.
Attention on the launching pad. Attention on the launching pad. A box of crayons is missing from the Atlas VI. These crayons are the personal property of Captain Cartwright.
My mother gave me those crayons.
His mother gave him those crayons.
That was personal, Control. You didn't have to tell him that.
Scratch his mother. All ground personnel spread out and police the area for a box of crayons.
Sir, I think they picked up something.
Are they crayons? Wonderful.
Ask them if there's a green, an orange, and two blacks in it.
Is there a green, an orange, and two blacks in it?
There's no orange, sir.
Then they're not my crayons.
What the devil's going on here, Control? What's holding up the works? Oh, General, I was just about to call you, sir. It's Captain Cartwright. He can't find his crayons.
Can't find his what, Sergeant?
His crayons, and he won't take off without them, sir.
Crayons? Are they important, Sergeant?
Important? What the heck was a coloring book without crayons, sir?
You all gone out of your mind? Hand me that microphone, Control. Captain Cartwright, this is General Ross. I order you to stop this nonsense about a stupid box of crayons and prepare for takeoff.
Well, General, maybe you better get yourself another ball.
Now, wait a minute, Jimmy baby. Let's forget about rank for a second.
Okay, Seymour.
Jimmy boy! Do you realize the importance of this flight? For 10 years, the government has spent billions of dollars preparing for this big moment. Jimmy, people all over the free world are anxiously awaiting the results of this flight. Don't you realize what that means? You're about to become a national hero, Jimmy. What more do you want?
I want my crayons. That's what I want.
Captain, we don't have your... Wait a minute, Jimmy, baby. Would you be interested in a nice tinker toy?
General, who the devil do you think you're dealing with, a kid?
Now, look here.
Minus 1 minute.
Professor von Strom, you designed this ship. Maybe you can talk to him.
Yes, of course. Perhaps I can persuade him. Probably just nerves, huh? May I have the microphone, please?
Captain Cartwright. Yeah, what do you want, Professor? Capitan, you have relatives now living in Germany?
Yeah.
No, I know, Professor. Well, I tired, General. Used to work in the old days.
Minus 30 seconds.
Now, either I get my crayons or else.
10, 9, 8.
You guys can count from today till tomorrow, but...
6, 5, 4.
I ain't got
3, 2.
Wait a minute, fellas.
Fire!
I want my crayons.